This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's a big new study about gender in the workplace. 30,000 people surveyed by the consulting firm McKinsey and Lean In, the organization of Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook fame. The Wall Street Journal explored the data as part of a special section this week about women in the workplace. Rebecca Blumenstein is the deputy editor-in-chief at the Journal. Ms. Blumenstein, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the study finds that women aren't less ambitious or less confident, but many women say they'd rather not have these top executive positions in the companies. What do you think is going on here?
Well, it's quite interesting. I mean, women and men start out kind of equally ambitious. Unfortunately, what happens at every step along the way, women's ambition eases a bit and men's stays quite strong. But I think it's important here not to blame the woman. For a long time, we felt that the reason women stall out is because of families and children. And the research say that actually having a family makes women and men more ambitious. You have children, you need to focus on your income. Also, once women get into companies, increasingly, they're kind of shuttled into what we call these staff jobs instead of the line jobs that most frequently lead to the C-suite level.
Now, this is a survey of not just women, but also men. And it sounds like both genders feel very often that taking time off for whatever reason is going to hurt their career.
A lot of companies today have flexible leaves, but really, there's a stigma to it. Our survey showed that only 12% participation in many of these programs, and employees feel that they're going to be penalized if they take part in it. One of the companies in our special report this week, Price Waterhouse, they figured out that something that was holding women back is that if they took any sort of leave from the company, they couldn't get a top ranking in their performance review. So they eliminated that detail, and they are now finding a 98% return from maternity leave.
Wait, Rebecca, let me get this straight. The old way at Price Waterhouse was that you couldn't get the highest performance review rating if you had availed yourself of the company's policy of being able to take some time off?
Well, there was a small chance, but under the revamp policy, staffers with a protracted time off get performance reviews, but no longer find themselves compared with colleagues who remained on the job for the whole year. And that shift has really helped them.
What do we know about companies that are having success with more women at higher levels? What are they doing differently?
There seems to be a general pattern that companies that are doing well have a commitment from the top and CEOs who are not only talking about it, but actually walking the walk. Brian Moynihan at Bank of America actually sits on the diversity committee. It's a position he held before he became CEO, and he still holds it. He held on to it. Salesforce has actually ordered a review of pay for the entire company of 16,000 to make sure that there aren't disparities in pay, and they've been adjusting some salaries.
Rebecca Blumenstein is deputy editor-in-chief of the Wall Street Journal. Ms. Blumenstein, thank you.
Thank you very much.